This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. More than 100 people have died in Cuba in a plane crash near Havana's international airport. Three people have survived and are seriously injured. Six crew members are among the casualties. Will Grant reports.
This was Cuba's worst air disaster in decades. The Boeing 737 airliner ran into problems almost straight after it took off from Havana's José Martí airport and plunged into agricultural land nearby. Local people rushed to help, as well as the emergency services. The fire was doused quickly, however, there was little more that could be done. The plane was operated by the state-run aviation firm Cubana, but leased from a Mexican charter company. It was heading to the eastern city of Holguín when it came down.
A shooting at a school in the U.S. state of Texas has killed 10 people and wounded 10 others. A teacher is among the dead. The suspect, who's a student at the school in the city of Santa Fe, has been arrested. The killer reportedly used two firearms legally owned by his father. Peter Bowes has the latest.
We know now that the suspect has been taken to Galveston County Jail on suspicion of capital murder. Now, if he is eventually charged and found guilty, that means he could face the death penalty. There are two other people who've been described as persons of interest. One who was at the school and has been questioned, and a third person who was not at the school and we understand will also be questioned. In the meantime, the police have been investigating explosive devices that have been found on the campus and around the building.
The leaders of Muslim countries meeting in Turkey have called for the creation of an international force to protect Palestinians. The emergency summit follows the killing by Israeli soldiers of around 60 Palestinian protesters on Monday on Israel's border with Gaza. Steve Jackson reports.
In a statement issued at the end of the summit, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation accused Israel of the willful murder of Palestinian civilians. The 57-member group said the Palestinians needed international protection and called for the establishment and deployment of a special force to provide this. The statement also accused the Trump administration of complicity in the killings and of emboldening the Israeli government by moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israel has accused Hamas, which controls Gaza, of orchestrating the protests and of putting civilians in harm's way.
World News from the BBC.